We have the effects of that today. What would you say if, well, I myself, for sure, I love my parents. You know, they took care of me and brought me up. They fed me. Now, if I came to the city and walked around a little bit, then someone came up to me and said, hey, you know your parents there? And they named them and everything and said, they're big liars. They did this, this, and this. I swear to you, they said they did these things. What would you say if it happened to you? Oh, yeah. Huh, I didn't know that. Wow, that's something. You're a complete stranger, but yeah, that almost makes sense. Could happen. Definitely not, huh? Right? You would never say that. What you would say is, whoa, whoa there. Look, I'm having supper with them tonight. I'll ask them. Then I'll get back to you. And for sure, why didn't Eve do that? Huh? It's sad. But we know how things happened out, and we're living the consequences now. So the devil questioned God's way of controlling matters also. Remember this book, The Yellow Brick? Well, there was that teacher illustration, right? Teacher, rebellious student, gave him the chalk and said, go for it. Teach the class then. Well, Satan's still trying to figure it out, and he's failing miserably. So during this time, it had to be necessary to pass. During this time, Jehovah's not stepped in to correct every problem we have. And on page 112, I like to read the two reasons why. Why not better than read the book? And Gordon Body says it the best. First, he has not stopped Satan, who side with him, from trying to prove that they are right. Allowing time to pass has been necessary. In the thousands of years, human history, mankind has been able to try every form of self-rule or human government. Second, Jehovah has not helped Satan to rule this world. If God were to prevent horrible crimes, for instance, would he not be in effect be supporting the case of the rebels? Would God not be making people think that perhaps humans can govern themselves without disastrous results? If God were to do that, well, he'd be part of that line. So that's why we live the conditions we are living in now. Now, we'll look at why Jehovah has always maintained his position as sovereign. So before the flood, you had Noah. And he demonstrated a willingness to guide those who sought after him, such as Abel, Noah, Enoch. So Jehovah was with these people. These people, they said that they walked with God. And we'll learn more about that in the Watchtower. After the flood, there was Jehovah's dealings with Abraham and the nation of Israel that proved that he was exercising sovereignty over the people still. Let's go see that scripture in Psalms 105. Psalms 105, 8 and 9. He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made to 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, and the oath he swore to Isaac. And then 14 and 15, he did not allow any man to oppress them, but on their account he reproved kings, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and to my prophets, do nothing bad. So he was still with his people that worshiped him. So he was still sovereign over the earth, still in control. And we look at Daniel. Daniel 3. And from 13 to 29, we know what happens here. There was a king, Nebuchadnezzar, and he wanted to make everybody kneel down to this image, but they still worship the Most High God. And at the end, we know what happened. In 29, it says, I am therefore issuing an order that any people, nation, or language group that says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that's Jehovah, should be dismembered, and their houses should be turned into public latrines, for there is no other God who is able to rescue like this one. So the king then promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So he acted in for his people, even back then, and he'll do it today. Now we're going to talk about the Messianic kingdom, ruled by no other than Jesus Christ. And to know about his personality, we remember that the video that came out for a certainty, God made him Lord and Christ. What kind of personality did that brother pull out as acting as Jesus? Well, we saw he was always mild with his disciples. He was compassionate. He had love for them. And we definitely need a king like that. It mirrors Jehovah. And remember, when he was on earth, Jesus, he exercised control over the weather, the plants, the animals, humans, and spirit creatures. Remember when the weather, and he was in the seas with his disciples, it was a huge storm, he was sleeping, they woke him up. All he had to say was, the storm is hush, be quiet. When there was no figs on the fig tree that he came to, cursed it, and the next day it died. So this is just a little bit of the power that he had then. But imagine when he was, when he's going to be a messianic king, it'll be really something. He'll have a lot more power, and he'll will be for him, right? The kingdom will reverse all suffering caused by human rule. Think about our dead loved ones, old age, bringing us back. It'll be something beautiful. So Jehovah will soon bring an end to all wickedness and remove Satan from this world. We can go see that the familiar scripture that we use in the ministry right now is Psalms 37. Psalms 37, 9 to 11. For evil men will be done away with, but those hoping in Jehovah will possess the earth. Just a little while longer, and the wicked will be no more. You will look at where they were, and they'll not be there. But the meek will possess the earth. And they'll find exquisite delight and abundance of peace. So today, we don't have to look very far. We know who our neighbors are. Maybe the ones that make us a bit nervous when we're around them, or the ones that we have to work with. All kind of words, bad words that come out of their mouth. We will see these ones in the paradise. Well, we won't see these ones in the paradise. They just won't be there. It'll be a place of peace. So this messianic kingdom will turn things around, put things the way it was supposed to be in the beginning. Now, how can we demonstrate our love for Jehovah's way of ruling? Well, if you're new here to the congregation, maybe you're studying, continue your study. Get to know your rulers, Jehovah and Jesus. Learn about the Gospels. You'll see how Jesus was so compassionate, was so loving. And if you're having your study, have doubts or anything, ask questions to your teacher. The teacher will be very happy to answer them. What about the ones that have been in the truth for a while now? Or, well, we want to stay busy. We want to keep up our spiritual routine. It's tough. Life is hard here, busy. But we've got to put the Jehovah first, like the watchtower is going to say. We want to have goals, short term, long term, no matter what age we are. There's that 30-hour requirement sometimes for auxiliary pioneers, maybe three or four times a year. Can we make it in our schedule? Can we talk to our employers, see if we could figure it out? Something that you would enjoy for sure. So, Jehovah owns everything. So what can we give him? Let's go see Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27 and 11. Be wise, my son, make my heart rejoice, so that I may make a reply to him who taunts me. So we can give Jehovah our obedience. What about Job when he was on earth? Job went through all kinds of trials, tested faith, but he never gave up on Jehovah. And later on, he was blessed for his obedience. He lived 140 years longer. He says he was old and satisfied with days. So he was blessed more in the end than in the beginning. So eventually, all those will acknowledge Jehovah's right to rule. Let's go see that in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38 and 23. Ezekiel 38, 23. And I will certainly magnify myself and sanctify myself and make myself known before the eyes of many nations. They'll have to know that I am Jehovah. So this is even happening nowadays, huh? My experience from a brother in a country that's having war here before, it says that before the war started, there was all kind of reports from the brothers and sisters about their worldly relatives from all over the world, called and begged them to let them know in case their organization ever made the decision to leave everything or run away. The worldly relative says, we want to go with you. So they believe that they had the truth and it made it real for the witnesses there. Says the brother living in this time, it says, we're living in an interesting time to see how the prophecies are coming true. It's happening before our eyes. It says people wanted to study with various brothers and sisters, they realized that they had the truth and they wanted to come to meetings. So they attended meetings and they barely knew. We barely could get everybody to study. So the brother says they shared the studies, and some were even studying at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning. They said, yeah, for sure, we want to study. So imagine how much it made it real to the brothers and sisters with the scripture, Ezekiel, many nations will know his name. So what did we learn in this talk today? Well, you know why Jehovah's should be in control. He has the better way. He created everything. He gave us joy. He does it in a loving way. You can learn that through our reading of the Bible. But it was challenged. And that's why we're living in these circumstances we live now. But Jehovah's always maintained his position as sovereign, You see that through the before the flood, after the flood, even now, Jehovah's with his people. He protects them as a whole. You know that Jesus will bring about all that Jehovah said, bring peace, turn everything back the way it was supposed to be. And we can now give something back to Jehovah, our obedience. So let us continue giving support to Jehovah, the rightful ruler. Thank you.
So we'd like to thank you, Brother Macanini, for those good reminders of how we can depend on Jehovah and appreciate the blessings he's